ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 2 चैप्टर 7 टेक्स्ट 19 स्केड्यूल्ड इनकार्नेशंस तुभ्यां च नारद वृषां भगवान् विवृदा भवेन साधु परितुष्टा उवाच योगं ज्ञानं च भगवतं आत्मा सत्त्वा दीपं याद वासुदेवा शरणा विदुर अंजसैव तुभ्यं च नारद वृषं भगवान् विवृद भवेन साधु परितुष्ट उवाच योगं ज्ञानं च भगवतमात्मा सत्त्वदीपम् यद्वासुदेव शरणा विदुरञ्जसैव तुभ्यं च नारद वृषं भगवान् विवृद भवेन साधु परितुष्ट उवाच योगं ज्ञानं च भगवतमात्मसत्त्वदीपम् यद्वासुदेव शरणा विदुरञ्जसैव तुभ्यं च नारद वृषं भगवान् विवृद भवेन साधु परितुष्ट उवाच योगं ज्ञानं च भगवतमात्मसत्त्वदीपम् यद्वासुदेव शरणा विदुरञ्जसैव तुभ्यं च नारद वृषं वेद वेन साधु परितुष्टोवाच योगं च भगवतमात्मसत्त्वदीपम् वासुदेव शरणञ्जसैव तुभ्यं च नारद वृषं भगवान् विवृद येन साधु परितुष्ट उवाच योगं Thank you. Jesus. Tuvyam chanara tapisam bhagavan pireta. Parena sadhu paritusta vachya yogam. Nam cha bhagavatam atma satattva dipam. Vasudeva Sharana Anjasayava Rubyam Chanaya Dabhisam Bhagavan Dibhita Vena Sadhu Paritustava Vacha Yoga Cha Bhagavatam Atmas Tattva Deepa Advasudeva Sharana Unjasaiva to be unto you, cha also, Narada, O Narada, Visham, very nicely, Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, Vivida, developed, Bhavena, by transcendental love, Sadhu, your goodness. Paritusta, being satisfied. Uvacha, described. Yogam, service. Jnanam, knowledge. Cha, also. Bhagavatam, the science of God and his devotional service. Atma, the self. Satatva, with all details. Dipam, just like the light in the darkness. Yat, that which. Vasudeva Sharana, those who are souls surrendered unto Lord Vasudeva. Vidu, know them. Anjasa, perfectly well. Eva, as it is. Translation. O Narada, you were taught about the science of God and his transcendental loving service by the personality of Godhead in his incarnation of Hansavatar. He was very much pleased with you due to your intense proportion of devotional service. He also explained unto you lucidly the full science of devotional service, which is especially understandable by persons who are soul surrendered unto Lord Vasudeva, the personality of Godhead. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The devotee and devotional service are two correlative terms. Unless one is inclined to be a devotee of the Lord, he cannot enter into the intricacies of devotional service. Lord Sri Krishna wanted to explain the Bhagavad Gita, which is the science of devotional service, unto Sri Arjuna, because Arjuna was not only his friend, but a devotee as well. The whole process is that all living entities, being constitutional parts and parcels of the Supreme Living Being, the Absolute Personality of Godhead, have proportionally minute independence of action also. So the preliminary qualification for entering into the devotional service of the Lord is that one become a willing cooperator, and as such one should voluntarily cooperate with persons who are already engaged in the transcendental devotional service of the Lord. By cooperating with such persons, this prospective candidate will gradually learn the techniques of devotional service. And with the progress of such learning, one becomes proportionately free from the contamination of material association. Such a purificatory process will establish the prospective candidate in firm faith and gradually elevate him to the stage of transcendental taste for such devotional service. Thus he acquires a genuine attachment for the devotional service of the Lord, and his conviction carries him on to the point of ecstasy just prior to the stage of transcendental love. Such knowledge of devotional service may be divided into two sections, namely, preliminary knowledge of the nature of devotional service and the secondary knowledge of its execution. Bhagavatam is in relation with the personality of Godhead. His beauty, fame, opulence, dignity, attraction, and transcendental qualities, which attract one towards him for exchanges of love and affection. There is a natural affinity of the living entity for the loving service of the Lord. This affinity becomes artificially covered by the influence of material association. And Srimad Bhagavatam helps one very genuinely remove that artificial covering. Therefore, it is particularly mentioned herein that Srimad Bhagavatam acts like the lamp of transcendental knowledge. These two sections of transcendental knowledge and devotional service become revealed to a person who is a surrendered soul unto Vasudeva. As it is said in Bhagavad Gita 7:19, such a great soul, fully surrendered unto the lotus feet of Vasudeva, is very, very rare. Tubhyam chanarda brisham bhagavan bibhida bhavena saru paritusta uvacha yogam jnanam cha bhagavatam atma satat padipam yad vasudeva sharana vidur anjasaiva. O Narada, you were taught about the science of God and his transcendental loving service by the personality of Godhead in his incarnation of Hansavatar. He was very much pleased with you due to your intense proportion of devotional service. He also explained unto you lucidly the full science of devotional service, which is especially understandable by persons who are soul surrendered unto Lord Vasudeva, the personality of Godhead. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namah. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So this is the science of love of God. The amazing thing is that this isn't just some religion that spouts all kinds of philosophical treatises, but it is an actual science. Bhakti Yoga is the science of devotional service. And we hear within this purport, Srila Prabhupada is explaining, as Rupa Goswami Prabhupada has explained, Adau Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangha Tabhajana Kriya Tata Nivritti Syat Tato Nista Ruchistata. That in the beginning, one has to have a little faith. Faith that we've been in this material world for so many births, even in this life for so many years, and we're never satisfied. And that there is an alternative satisfaction. Yayatma supersedati. Srimad Bhagavatam states, first canto, the satisfaction of the soul. And when one sees that matter, just like it was so nicely explained yesterday, yasyaham anugranami harisye tadanam shanai, that Krishna's first stage of mercy, he takes everything away. There are religions, so-called, I forget what they call them in English, bountiful religions, that if you become a servant of God, he'll give you everything. You'll get a brand new car. You'll get a beautiful house. Wonderful clothes. And people are attracted this kind of so-called religion. But our science is not like that. Yasyaham anugranami harisye tadnanam shanai. For Krishna's first installation of mercy, he takes away everything. So that you have nothing. Everyone in this material world has two pieces of toast and a cup of tea. Whether you're rich or you're poor. I'm not saying. Prabhupada said that. You have two pieces of toast and a cup of tea. If you're a rich man. And you're a poor man, you get two pieces of toast and a cup of tea. Two chapatis and a chai. So, the philosophy, the science of Krishna consciousness is don't become attached to this material world and material things because they have a beginning and an end. But one should become attached to the spiritual world. And here, Srila Prabhupada outlines the science of how to become attached. One has to find someone who's already attached to the science of devotional service and take instruction from them. So we are so fortunate we have Srila Prabhupada And he's given us his books. He's left us his books. No matter you're a disciple, grand disciple, great grand disciple, great great grand disciple, for the next 10,000 years, Srila Prabhupada's books are there to explain what is that devotional service. In the beginning, little bit of faith that this is something very divine. This is something that will give me transcendental happiness. We all came so many years ago, some of us a few years ago, because we were fed up with this material world, and we saw Krishna consciousness for one reason or another, different personalities, different attractions, that Krishna consciousness was offering an alternative satisfaction, alternative pleasure. Some of us heard Srila Prabhupada speak and saw Srila Prabhupada and were struck that such a personality lived in this world, that we could follow and be part of his mission. So in the beginning, Rupa Goswami Prabhupada states, Shraddha, trust in that which is sublime, faith. Adau Shraddhata Sadhu Sangha. Then we associate with the sadhus. We associate with the pure sadhu, Srila Prabhupada, and his disciples who are already engaged, his grand disciples who are already engaged in the science of devotional service. Whatever faults they may have doesn't matter. Akama sarva kama va moksha kama udaridi. Whether one is free from desire, full of desire, desiring liberation, anyone engaged in devotional service, that is an inspiration. That is good association. Ado Shraddhata Sadhu Sangha Tabajuna Kriya. And one engages in practical devotional service in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada states, Kriyasu Yas Twach Charanada Vindayo. Anyone know that quote? Famous quote Prabhupada made in the 10th canto. By practical devotional service, preaching, teaching, worshiping the deity, cooking, of course, book distribution, that's there. Kriyasu yats twach charanada vindayo. Practically serving the lotus feet of the Lord. So, adau shraddhata sadhu sangha tabajana kriya. And when we engage in devotional service, that's science. It's not that all of a sudden a sports car comes from the sky, or money comes in your mailbox unannounced. Although yesterday I got a check for $600 from Golden State. I was like, what the heck? But what did they say? You don't look a gift horse in the mouth. The money was flowing from the mailman. I asked anyway, did you get? Nobody else got. I was like, what did I do to get this Golden State benefit? Of course, Uncle Sam and the state of California will come and take things away also. They don't just give. They're much better at taking. Uncle Sam, he takes as much as he possibly can. So, Bhajana Kriya, practical devotional service, then Anartho Nivritti Syat. The anarthas, or the unwanted habits that we're addicted to, gradually go away. And one becomes fixed. Tato nista ruchistata. One gets a great taste. One loves engaging in devotional service, chanting Hare Krishna. People can't understand. Why are you chanting? What is that you're doing? I was in this hospital and I was chanting my job every morning. The nurse would come in or they'd come in to take blood. They said, what are you doing? And I said, I'm chanting Japa, the names of God. This is what we all need to do. Could you put down the beads? I got to draw some blood. I've got to take 15 vials of blood so we could test and see who we could cut open next. So Krishna consciousness, that taste, tato ruchistata, do we get a higher taste? Tato bhava, atashaktis tato prema budanchati, then one gets some emotional attachment, ultimately leading to Krishna prema. And giving us the transcendental platform is a science. It can be achieved. We just have to have faith and stick to the science, stick. This lifetime, short lifetime. I have grandchildren now, they're 9 and 6. It's like, what? Where did the time go? My daughter told me she just turned 30-something, 33. I was like, no. You're like 19 or... Short lifetime. It flies by. And the next thing you know, you're old. And getting prepared to leave. I could swear 2 weeks ago, I was playing racquetball with Savas and Nikatma. Once someone actually told me it was 30 years ago. More. We haven't done that in 28 years. So, this life is very short. Bhagavad Gita tells us, Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavam prapadyante Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudulaba. Srila Prabhupada points out this verse in Bhagavad Gita that Bahunam Janmanam Ante, out of so many births, and out of so many people, Bhavanam Janmanamante Jnanavam Mam Prapadyante, it's rare that someone comes to devotional service. What to speak, Vasudeva Sarvamiti, that Krishna is the all in all, everything. Samahatma Sudurlaba. Such a great soul is extremely rare. So we stick to this science of Krishna, dedicate this life, give that science to others somehow or other, try to pass on, tax our brains to somehow or other pass on this science that Srila Prabhupada has so kindly given to us, that we give to them, because otherwise this material world and persons in this material world, we don't believe in doomsday philosophy, but they're doomed. It's not exactly doomsday. The end of the life is doomsday for one who doesn't engage in devotional service. So save people from this doom of the material world by giving them this science and allowing them to partake of the science of God. I think that's the title of our Nectar of Devotion. What's the subtitle? The Science of God? Nectar of Devotion, the Science of God is a science. You're all scientists practicing Krishna consciousness. You're not religious. People ask, is this religious? No, I'm a scientist. This is the science of God. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Oh, today I heard is Parasuram Jayanti. Try to think of Parasuram somehow or other. Not on our calendar.
Check on LA Live and see that it was you, or else I wouldn't have come.
Because I didn't want you to think that you should come because I was giving your the retort to your class.
Right.
I was ready to. What do they call those religions that are that you get? You know, like those preachers.
Prosperity
religion.
Gospel and prosperity. something.
Nice class. Do you know where they're banishing us with a picture of the Jamio being saved by the Vishnu Dutas is? The original?
Wow. You'd have to call up Archives.
Who?
Archives.
Archives.
Which is North Carolina.
Oh, so they have it out there now. Because BBC used to have a bunch of them here.
Yeah. God. S of us.
Okay.
Any mistakes on that one?
No.
Brahmani, Rajputnika. I did forget Brahmani. Inward Dhatri Kutapriti. Hari, Hari, Hari.
Very good. Lecture.
How are you doing, Prabhu?
Very good.
Why don't you come to the
very good.
I can't go down.